Fly Eagles Fly, man. God damn it, bullshit, man. I watched that shit by my fucking self, man. I saw AJ Brown catch a pass down the sideline and I ran out of the room. I'm like, holy shit, first down. Yo, Jalen's playing football, and I come back and they're like, yo, it's 4th and 12. So I was confused. I'm like, oh, they got me. Never should have thought that the Eagles would have won the Super Bowl. You know, I dropped a little change on motherfuckers, you know what I mean? But they turned up, man. Jalen Hurts is a dog. He's a fucking winner, bro. I don't give a fuck what any of you guys have to say. He's a bigger winner than Lamar Jackson, a matter of fact.
Damn.
A matter of fact, he's a bigger winner than Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson can't even win in the fucking playoffs, bro.
Why are we thinking this about Lamar, man?
It's not. It's about Jalen Hurts being...
You're literally saying Lamar.
He's better than all those quarterbacks y'all be always talking about. Justin Herbert and all them niggas.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he a performer. Saquon got taken out the game. Man. Spags came in and did his fucking job because that's what Spags does.
Spags.
Spagnuolo.
What did he do?
He took Saquon out the game. He does the biggest threat.
He didn't take Saquon out the game.
For what?
No, you know what he did? He forced Jalen to beat them and he fucking smoked them.
Yeah.
He smoked them. He didn't only beat them, he smoked them.
Could have done better than that. Shut down Saquon and then they started off. Dallas Goedert was just open every single play.
And AJ Brown, Devontae Smith.
Come on, man.
Jahan Dotson.
Hey, though, tell that boy McDuffie to get in the fucking weight room, okay?
You're congratulating everybody, but the main people.
Vic Fangio?
That front four.
It's Vic Fangio.
Vic Fangio.
A four-man rush?
Yeah, bro. Chicago was doing the same thing in 2018, okay, bro.
Okay.
They were doing the same with Vic Fangio. They were actually doing
come
the same
on,
thing.
Bro.
Yo, Vic Fangio, he's the guy, bro. They went from 31st to first.
Brother,
bro. That's fucked.
A four-man rush to get pressure with the four-man rush is not all the... A lot of that is just talent.
Of course.
Jalen Carter, for sure.
But...
Sweat.
You didn't see the clip of Gronk, who said, we literally did the exact same thing when it was the Bucks.
And there's the blueprint.
But yo, well.
And
that's
the
same thing. Same
thing. Yeah, I mean, you put pressure on Mahomes.
You need the players to be able to do that.
Well, that one, they did have five new linemen for that game because everybody was injured.
Yeah, okay. They actually, this Chooney guy who was getting pushed around was allegedly their season MVP. He was.
Yeah.
He was playing good up until that point. To be fair.
They have Trey Smith.
To be
fair.
Okay. I'll allow that.
You guys just played better. They destroyed, man. They destroyed.
To be honest, I'm surprised it happened the way it did. I'm surprised the way it happened.
Beat up, bro.
I just can't believe they got pushed around like that. Like, really?
Got pushed. Mahomes,
just don't compare Mahomes ever to Brady because he got outplayed by Jalen Hurts twice in the Super Bowl. Twice. Okay, and this time he actually won. He was one call away from winning the second one. One ref call away. And now they took the refs out of it. I'm glad they did that.
Bro, it's not even that, like, he'll still probably win Super Bowls. But it's like, to get dominated.
Well,
yeah, he's out of the goat race, bro.
Huh?
He's out of the goat race. It's not.
I mean, that shit like that.
Brother,
happens,
he'll eventually, win more rings and he'll be right back into it.
Nah,
I don't know if he'll be right back into it. He's had some bad.
He should have beat Philly if he wants to be in it, bro.
I know
come
some
on.
Other guy who's had bad losses and still is in the goat.
But
discussion.
Offensively, who?
Offensive wise,
for stats to stats,
you know who?
Who are you talking about, bro?
LeBron.
LeBron James?
LeBron James.
LeBron James has some bad finals losses, yo.
Yeah.
That he's in the goal discussion.
Okay, but LeBron Mahomes has not covers done it even
in
close.
Every
yeah.
other category.
But Mahomes has not even come close.
Mahomes will come close, bro.
He put his career average.
He has three versus seven. He already lost to Brady in the Super Bowl. He just lost again.
Bro,
horrifically. Not even like he
and
put
it's
up
also
a fight.
There's two different people you're comparing him to. You're comparing Mahomes to Brady and then LeBron to Jordan.
Yeah.
It's closer in LeBron to Jordan than it is Brady.
Yeah. Way
I don't
closer.
Know, bro. How's that way
right
closer?
Now, but LeBron's also in his, LeBron's also in his 22nd
yeah,
year, bro.
Yeah, like he's all
yeah.
He's at the end of his career.
That's also considering Mahomes
plays as long as
plays
Brady.
As long as Brady does.
He's not.
Which is also just like you have to be like blessed to just not get hurt or have any of those other shit go
but
on.
Like, you know, with this new age quarterback shit protection, you see how Mahomes gets protected, obviously.
Yeah.
I think he'll have a lunk.
A yeah, but a lot
lunk.
Of these
you also see new age get injured, like super fried injuries.
Bro, not too much quarterbacks,
early.
Though.
Yeah, Joe Burrow, Herbert, all these guys get injured and that's it, bro.
He has that fall too. What is his knee? His knee and his ankle.
Oh, his kneecap broke.
And then his ankles.
I think he'll be fine. I mean, he'll catch up.
He's the best player.
Look at Aaron Rodgers, stats, bro. But he played. Like, what is he, 41? 40?
I don't know. Yeah, but Aaron Rodgers from the old breed, bro. Of that Brady breed. QBs.
Yeah, but he's not that big of a winner, though. Mahomes is a winner. He just lost a couple games.
Badly, though.
But the reason I'm saying this, too, is
it's two games back.
You're going to get to four.
The biggest games of the season. Yeah.
And his four would have been worth more than four.
If he got a three-peat.
Because it's being a three-peat.
But, I think his team played bad yesterday, too.
If you're counting numbers, I'd say that, okay, then that's five Super Bowls, yes. If
you won.
Yeah, but bro.
As a 5 to 7 points.
You say his team played bad, but man, they had, like, what, 4 3-and-outs and then a pick six?
No.
Well.
I'm saying the other guys. Like,
he played like shit, too. Don't get me wrong. He played like shit.
Man threw a pick six to Cooper DeGeen on his birthday.
Yeah, I miss the guy.
It's insane.
Yeah, shut up,
that would have been saying a lot. We talked about that, too.
I don't know why the fuck he didn't score.
Yeah. But they tried to give it to Saquon.
But yo, you know the Bucs were gonna clean up somehow, bro.
Bro. Y'all putting all this blame on Patrick Mahomes, which is deserved. But why the fuck does Andy Reid get to get off scot-free?
No adjustments.
Plus,
Who's KC's offensive coordinator?
That's why they said their goal discussion shut down.
Matt Nagy.
That's your fucking.
What do you expect, bro?
But you know, fucking Reed runs that whole thing, man.
But yo, what could they have done differently, bro?
Yeah,
they tried. Yo, they tried to do that little quick screen dink and dunk shit.
Did they be running more than five times? I mean, they're getting pressure with the four man rush,
bro. Kareem Hunt is getting tackled.
They rushed only like four times, bro, in the first half.
But if Mahomes getting sacked, that run's getting fucking blocked too, bro.
But it was. Yeah,
but that's the only way you get
the game. The game was 10-0 for a little bit, and then all of a sudden, a blink of an eye, the pick six happened, and that's when the game turned upside down.
That was a wrap.
It was a wrap at that moment.
Well, brother, you're going to say Andy Reid is such a fucking genius.
He is, though.
Such a fucking genius. Well, he looked like a dumbass.
He didn't make no adjustments whole Super Bowl. At all.
That's one discussion we cannot have. Bill Belichick and Andy Reid. That's done, bro. Bill Belichick has never had his team looking like that.
Bro, it's all three.
Yeah, none of them are comparable. Don't compare Gronk to Kelsey.
Bro, that's crazy. That is close.
Gronk plays well in the Super Bowls that he participates in.
Kelsey looked like he wasn't supposed to be playing football right now.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie.
He looked like he wasn't supposed to be playing football.
He's getting bullied.
Bro.
Gronk on Tampa? Tampa Gronk was a problem too, bro. In the Super Bowl.
Don't sleep still.
Brother.
And he blocks.
Come on,
Gronk. Okay, but out of all the Gronk comparisons, but out of Kelsey all the comparisons, that's the closest. That is the closest. Is, out of all three of those comparisons,
that is the closest.
Yeah. Only because Andy Reid, aside from the Super Bowl rings, bro, he's like the third winningest coach of all time.
Yeah, but like, look at that. When has a Patriots team looked like that ever? Never.
Never.
Never, even when the offensive was never. Going, even when the three. Defense wasn't
28
going.
28-3 was the only time, and then they wiped that out the same game.
That's legendary.
That's Mahomes the best dynasty of all time, though. It ain't even close, to be honest. Now that I'm like, bro, really thinking about it.
Most likely, he'll get himself back in the conversation. A couple more rings.
Yo, bro, Mahomes is still the best quarterback in the league, and I think he will still continue
to be the best quarterback. I think he'll learn from this.
I just thought, like, because Mahomes played kind of mid this whole season, I thought he'd get it clicking towards the end.
But he did,
and, show
he did. He did what he had to do.
In the Super Bowl.
Bro, they're clutch. They're a clutch team. Like, they've won.
But they were in a situation.
Have you ever considered that maybe this defense was just OD?
That's what it was.
That's what I'm also saying. Like, that's what I'm also saying.
Top Super Bowl.
Just like Tampa's defense was. That defense was disgusting.
You know what happens after seasons like this, bro? There's a whole bunch of free agents, bro. Yeah. And the wheels fall off. That's just how it goes.
You know, it's like football. You're looking like my whole fucking team's on.
Yeah, it's fucked, man.
Kellen Moore is signing with the Saints.
This game, more than any other game, should have told y'all.
What defense
it's a team
matters?
Fucking sport, man.
For sure.
Look at that. The better team won.
On all three phases. But like exactly what Brandon said, that Kelly Moore guy. Like, I'm happy, bro. You guys see what they're doing in Philadelphia? Did you guys see how they fucked up the city?
I'm taking fucking street lights.
They're insane. Bro. They're actually insane.
Why is the first thing like, fuck yeah, we won. Let's go damage shit. Let's go damage.
Fucking renegade, bro. Literally.
Like, I understand that feeling when you lose.
That's what I was asking him.
But
like, bro, they won. Why are they crashing out?
Fucking vandalize stores.
See, here's the thing, though. They do that. They do it with a little bit of love. Like, everybody's involved, you know?
Bro, there's no.
But if you lose, it's crashing now and people
what
are getting
love
hurt.
Is that
you're
going
to
say city?
That you get home, you're going to be, oh my God, yes, the Eagles won. And you want to go home to a fucking dented up car hood. And you're like, you know what? It's okay. They love this city. They love it. It's all good.
Bro, it's so fucked that like, yo, they take that shit mad serious though. Like, that shit's no
it's in
joke.
In their blood.
Well, your team is officially a team now.
My hope to stay, bro. Yo, all that's next is health, bro.
How's it feel? Two feels rings? Better than one, right?
What we need is like and four, though.
Crazy.
Yeah, four is when you start feeling like a guy.
Four is
you're in a conversation. Guy. You're
not even three.
Yeah, three.
How many teams have three?
Two. Two teams.
Only two teams have three?
Just three.
Okay.
It's the Raiders and Washington.
Fucking Washington.
No, you gotta get four. Yeah.
And I gotta get four still.
But then Cowboys at five.
Cowboys at five, which I mean, honestly, bro, like.
That's really high, to be honest.
It's high, but it's also like 1985, bro. Please, bro.
Not 1985.
1993,
1994. 1995, 97, to be honest.
97?
Oh. When we were born.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, imagine your team just there from.
Being
like,
the ass that, the whole time,
the
bro.
The day that the league was created.
But like, think about that, though. Like,
y'all were there too.
The day
not as early as they were.
Y'all were there when the Super Bowl started happening.
Green Bay was the earliest team.
When the Super Bowl started happening, y'all were there.
Yeah, we were.
Okay.
We sucked. We sucked. What do you want me to tell you? We sucked. Okay?
But yo, now you're going to see,
what, bro.
Just make sure you weren't laughing along with that shit right there. So, you know.
Now you're going to see.
Oh, what? You're happy now because you're winning, bro? You admitted it. You sucked. It's okay.
We sucked, bro. You know, I've been through some dark days.
So I'm
going
to laugh to that. Ha, ha, ha.
I was there with Kevin Cobb, the nigga who wears eyeliner, bro.
You were there with Chip Kelly, who destroyed your roster.
Damn, bro. Anyways, bro.
What
you
signed
to? I hope to say, huh?
Chip Kelly. I think he's on a college team.
Raiders.
Oh, came back
Raiders,
to the NFL.
Yeah.
Raiders, man. Yeah, Raiders. They're stupid for that. But like, I'm glad that the team actually. Yo, what you got to say about Nick Sirianni, bro? Yeah, he's a culture, bro.
He's a guy.
He's a culture.
He proved himself.
He's the culture.
Very unorthodox, but he proved himself. There's nothing you can say about it. There's nothing you can say about it, bro. What said all years, they're going to have to prove it, man. And they did it.
They gave Saquon that
Vic
ring.
Gave Fangio two rings, to be honest, for what he did. Like, he's just glazing,
I think bro. That roster stays together, though. At least it's that.
You know what the good
the
thing about it?
Four starters.
Brother Young,
like
Jalen
Saquon, thing, Devontae and AJ Brown. Pretty sure
oh, no. We have them to through to 2027.
Sex.
Yo, the only thing is, you're going to see how hard it is to get back there, bro. That shit is not easy.
The only good part is the NFC isn't that tough.
Yeah, that's
you see that now.
Washington will be back.
Washington's going to be better. Cowboys are going to be better. I'm
I don't
not
know.
Saying they're going to be great.
I don't know.
Yeah. They will be better.
They just hired an idiot as their head coach.
They will be better, though, is what I'm saying.
That I can't even remember. Schwan,
like
Sean
Dak,
Neimer or some shit.
Dak will be healthy and they'll
Willie,
win
though,
games.
Did you hear that injury? They're saying that he might not ever fully recover.
Bro, he's better than their backup. You know what I'm saying? Cooper Rush.
You're not
he's
better than better than, you're not better than Jalen Hurts though.
He's not. He's not. Well, what do you so say? What do you say? What are you saying though?
I'm saying that Washington is the real comp.
In that
for the
but
years,
but they're
to
gonna
come.
Give you.
Unless
it's not gonna be easy
Giants
games against
draft
Cowboys.
Fedora.
It's a division game, bro.
Come, bro.
Then you get a wide receiver, bro.
One pickup away from being a problem.
Pair Malik Neighbors with Shador might have an issue over there in New York.
Yeah, but it's New York Giants, bro. Like,
never know, bro.
Their defense isn't as
is stupid. Shiloh getting drafted this year too?
I don't even know if Shiloh's that good yet.
No, but is he?
I don't know if he's like
that
good to get drafted.
I saw a crazy theory where that's
he's also younger, no? Is he gonna play more? Or is he declaring as well?
I swear he's
declaring next year.
Look, I have a great question.
I just don't know if he'll get drafted.
I have a great question. Since you're on Jalen's meat now. Don't get me wrong, he's a good quarterback, but is he D1 quarterback now? Is he at the top? Is he let's take Mahomes out of it. Is he with Josh Allen, Lamar, Burrow? Is he in that class now?
He's beat them all.
He's beat them all, bro,
in head to head matchups. Every single one of them.
Is he? Can you guys confidently say that?
Bro, if he played pedestrian in this Super Bowl, it would be maybe a little more debatable. But made a statement, bro. He ran all over them and he threw all over them.
Yo, we've scored the most points in this playoffs, bro. Ever. NFL history.
It's not like he was throwing little dink and dunks. Bro threw a dagger bomb to Devontae Smith. That's when I knew That's it.
Bro, even when the game was 17-0, the shots he was taking was like, I don't give a fuck. Like, this one you're supposed to
That's what turned it into 24-0.
Don't
you guys like, are cool with putting him?
Wait, hold on. This guy is sounding like he's not.
No, I am. It's just, bro, he's beat them all head-to-head, bro. The one thing that Tom Brady...
He hasn't beat Joe Burrow. Really
matter.
He has, bro. He fucking smoked him, too, this year, gang.
He smoked him. Yeah, but, like, you need to play them in, like...
In what?
High stress competition.
I don't know. Lamar doesn't perform there. Josh Allen doesn't really perform there.
Josh Allen performs.
The only other person who even has any close...
Burrow performs.
I'm going to talk about Burrow. Burrow's the only one who performs. Josh Allen doesn't perform like that.
Yeah, he does.
Josh Allen performs. Okay, so he held his own.
Bro, it's either you put him there or you're going to put him in the category with, like...
Wait, are you saying that he's better than
Stroud and Jordan Love and those guys?
Well, no, no. It's, yeah.
Is that not the next category?
It is, it is.
But he could be the top of that.
Nah.
It's disrespectful.
Mad disrespectful. But would
you... He's a Super Bowl MVP, too, yo.
He's a guy. Don't get me wrong, but I don't know. Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow might still.
Josh Allen, I might give
Joe Burrow an edge. Only because he's actually been to the Super Bowl and you know, he lost to Matthew Stafford, bro.
Even if in that category.
Joe Matt Stafford's a D2. Not bad.
Yeah, but Matthew Stafford's like 37.
He's still playing.
No. What I'm saying is like how
Super Bowl.
You
Matthew Stafford would be considered
playoffs. Matthew Stafford, the motherfucker, almost won, bro.
He's the closest.
Jalen Carter just wrecked the game.
He was the closest to any team beating them in the playoffs.
Yeah, and he just wrecked the fucking Jalen Carter. Luckily,
and Saquon smoked him. What, bro? Do you see what he did against them?
Yo, that play was monumental still. I ain't
he had 270-yard rushes for touchdowns.
He's fucked.
All right, bro.
And the first rush
why are you making the face, bro?
Because, yo, when you glaze Jordan Love, nobody says, all right,
I'm not glazing Jordan Love.
Lamar. Nobody says, all right. But when I point
you
out...
You guys definitely say, all right, when I say anything about Jordan Love, bro.
Yeah. All right. But that's like, yeah, straight up. Good response.
You guys don't let me talk.
We do, bro. You still talk, regardless.
Yeah, but you guys all tell me to shut up and eat shit.
He's fucking garbage, bro.
He's actually mid.
But like Lamar Jackson.
Yo, him being.
Objectively, Lamar Jackson is probably a better football player, but he's not a better winner.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, bro, the guy is fucking way. He's faster. He throws a probably a way more accurate
ball. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's kind of hard. Because even like Josh Allen, like.
Josh Allen literally could throw the ball like 150 like, yards. Like, look, no cap. Like, he probably could.
It's like everything but winning, they have over Jalen Hurts.
But then, you know.
Josh Allen was pretty locked in that day, bro.
Yeah, it was very close. They almost beat
the Chiefs. Like saying Mahomes is in clutch. Like, I feel like that's how he was getting treated in that game.
Yeah. Well, the shit part about it is, bro, Peyton Manning had his whole career playing Tom Brady, bro.
Yeah.
Like, Peyton Manning is way better than two rings, bro. He's way better than two rings.
But his impact was big.
Yeah, but like you have Tom Brady who had six in a conference. Like that's
fucked.
But
then Eli had to play him, bro.
Hey, what I say about Eli not getting first ballot? Try to tell y'all. Yeah, you too.
He's still going to get it.
You too. Hey.
I did not say first ballot. I said Hall of Fame, though.
He's still going to get it.
Yo, hold on. Did I even say Eli should make the Hall of Fame, bro?
This is from like a year ago.
Hold on.
I think we just talked about this recently.
No, you weren't here that episode. It was Brandon.
No. That was a whole different conversation.
That was the quarterback.
That was crazy conversations. Those are crazy conversations.
Trent Dilfer is valid. D1.
I was just saying Eli wasn't going to make first ballot.
Look at A-Rod now, bro.
Damn.
Shipped him off the Jets. Man said you couldn't go on Pat McAfee's show anymore to stay on the Jets. And he's like, all right, fuck you guys. We'll go on that podcast.
I would have just... Like, I get why the team says that.
Of course.
You're putting, retarded expectations on yourself.
Yeah. Yo, anywho, bro, first ballot, whatever.
Sidebar?
Why didn't Luke Kuechly get first ballot, though?
That's crazy.
Obviously, they're doing something stupid, then. That's a snub.
Well, I think that's just because of the amount of years he played. I guess
was it 9 years?
Seven.
Is that not enough in the NFL?
But is that the reason, or is that just, like, lack of
70% of a decade? Is that not enough for them?
Decade.
Did he not perform? Did he not have the stats?
He performed, bro.
Maybe too many concussions.
He even went to the Super Bowl with...
Well, there's a lot of... Terrell Suggs.
Terrell Suggs made first ballot over him?
He didn't make it.
Terrell Suggs or whatever, bro.
Whoa.
He's not first ballot, bro.
Bro, he's a defensive player of the year.
Yeah, but he's not. What? I don't think I personally would.
Yo, put he was nice, bro.
I personally wouldn't put.
And he's a Super Bowl champion.
Stop, bro. That's Ray Lewis's team, bro. That's Ray Lewis and Ed Reed's team.
I think you forgot how good Terrell Suggs was, bro.
Here he goes, bro. He had the benefit of playing with what's his name, Haloi Hinata, who's always getting double teamed. He had free edge rushers.
But he was the defensive player of the year, bro. Think he wasn't getting doubled?
Not like Haloi Hinata.
You think Haloi Hinata is better than him?
No.
Then what the fuck are you talking about?
He was 400 pounds. You had to double the guy.
He's a D tackle.
Myles Garrett said he wants to go to the Eagles.
Yeah. He was up still.
Y'all don't need him, bro.
Of course, you can take it, bro.
Why can't we get the team better, bro?
He doesn't like that.
I don't think he likes upgrades, bro.
I just think you're gonna have to let go of somebody.
For that contract, bro. Josh Sweat is already talking about. Yeah, I gotta see what's best for my family.
Didn't win Super Bowl MVP. He thought he should have won Super Bowl MVP.
He did go crazy.
Yeah, but bro, come on, bro.
He, you know what I'm saying, he did go crazy.
He's not scoring the points though.
Yeah, they still put shutting up 40 down, points, bro. Seven of those are defense.
I mean, Joshua is good, but like, bro, what are we doing here? Like, wait, that's unrealistic expectation, bro. Like,
Myles Garrett, that would be fucked.
Myles Garrett and Jalen Carter, it's over, bro.
Why did we sign Bryce Huff though? The guy he's an edge rusher.
What the fuck you complaining about, bro? Shut up. Like, actually, yeah, man, won the Super Bowl. He's fucking complaining, bro.
I was trying to be relatable still. I was trying to be relatable. I ain't gonna lie. Let's keep it a stack with y'all. But I'm happy. I'm actually really happy. I'm actually extremely happy. I actually lost my mind that day. That's why I wasn't talking in the group.
Like, how do the Giants feel?
What? Yeah,
bro, Saquon.
They let go of Saquon and he wins.
Like the last five first round picks.
Kadarius Tony, JPP.
That's Saquon. That's fucked.
That's fucked.
The first overall picks. Like how did they let go of so many first overall picks?
This wasn't a bad decision
coming to the Giants.
But yo, they're just a bad organization, bro. Right now. Ever since Coughlin went through there, bro. After he left, they fell off, bro.
How do teams fall off like that?
They're just dumb GMs, bro. That's the problem.
It's like, yo, do you not care a little bit about your team? Like, if you just think about this, is it because we're Monday morning quarterbacks? Is that what it is?
It's a big city team too, bro. It's New York.
You have JPP.
That's a good New York. It's like going to Lakers or the Clippers. Like,
did you see their Hard Knocks, bro? The GM literally said, "Oh, we're not gonna pay Daniel Jones $40 million to hand the ball off to Saquon. This is his year to prove it." So I swear,
last year was his year, bro.
You're putting trust in people like Daniel Jones to prove themselves.
How can we, as people who don't like, we're fucking fans.
That's what I'm saying.
Everybody in this world can see. Everyone can see Daniel Jones is not good, but these guys can't see it, and everyone can see that.
You know, maybe
Saquon is nasty.
Maybe he's good in practice. Maybe he's athletic.
I feel like these general managers or whoever's making the decisions is just like power tripping where they don't want to say that they're wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
And say, no, that's what it is. And then it's like, when it does work out, they get to throw it in their faces. And if it doesn't work out, then you're just
That shit happens so much in life in general. That is
really, like Nico.
Word to my though, bro.
Word to yours.
If Dallas legitimately tried to get better, or they're not trying to rebuild all of a
Dallas
sudden.
Dallas is a whole different story.
So. Yo, apparently there's some crazy conspiracy.
That is power trip.
That is crazy, but no, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it's a power trip where it's like, you know what? I'm going to just do this bullshit.
I don't know if it's true, but I heard that.
Oh,
with
Anthony Davis?
Yeah.
The new owners.
Who knows Luka, bro?
That trade might not be that terrible, yo.
Shut the fuck up.
It makes no sense.
LeBron
and Luka together?
Just shut up, bro. I don't want to hear that bullshit, bro. Don't be one of those guys.
Blow by City was not working out there, bro.
They went to the finals!
Yeah, and if he played a little bit more defense, he probably would have had a better chance to win.
He was averaging the most minutes, rebounds, points, and assists. Yeah. What else? Oh, he has to play defense too? Lockdown defense on top of that?
Yeah, come on, bro.
It's player usage.
This is what bro.
Player usage.
You know what you do? Bro. You trade Kyrie. You don't trade Luka. You trade the older veteran.
But they want to save money, bro. That's what the whole thing is, to save money as well. They were about to pay the guy 500 fucking million.
He deserves it.
It's 70.
70
a year for 5 years.
It's 350, bro. It's fucked.
He deserves it.
I don't know if this is true or not, but apparently the new owners of the Dallas Mavericks.
I heard about that.
Trying to move the team. Casino shit.
They wanted to move it to
Dallas.
Las Vegas
is too big of a team for them to move. It's not like a Utah Jazz.
Yeah, Utah Jazz.
So when they said no to everything and no to opening a casino with Dallas's arena, like in the same thing.
Yeah.
They're like, no, we're not doing that. And she's like, all right, taking Luka and shipping him off.
No, what the LA. I still can't believe you said it was a good trade, bro.
I didn't say it was a good trade.
It wasn't a bad.
I said maybe it wasn't the worst trade ever.
It was the worst trade ever.
It was the worst trade ever.
You guys think so? Yeah.
Bro, they didn't even put him on the open market. They're like, hey, Lakers, you are the only people we want to trade with.
No, apparently they wanted to trade him for Giannis and Milwaukee turned him down. They tried to trade Luka for Giannis.
Either way, bro. Anthony Davis is not on the same level as Luka, bro.
Obviously.
Not even close.
They approached other teams as well. I think they just approached all teams like super D-low.
I just think for what they were looking to do, maybe it might have worked.
This is not going to work.
AD literally got hurt the first game he played.
Okay, that's the only part that's fucked up about this, is that he got hurt. Like,
and you know so bad? Well,
you know he's going to get hurt, bro.
He played over 70 games last season.
I didn't know
but that. Everybody calls him a glass house.
Well, let's say you play for 10 years and you have one good
year. But I feel like a lot of the injuries were just like, all right, I got injured first quarter, and now we just finished a back-to-back, so I'm like 2 days off, take another game off.
Bro took a bad step and he fucking threw out his whole groin.
Bro, they said Luka is 270 pounds. Did anybody take a look at him, bro? I don't know if Ozempic kicks in that fast, but he looks like he's in playing shape.
But the same shit happened with Harden, bro, when he was leaving Houston. And the guy fuck was wearing 10 shirts under his fucking jersey or something, bro. Got to Brooklyn and he was slim.
The guy is 25. He's made first team All-Pro like 4 years. Like,
I feel like it would be comparable.
I just can't believe it, bro.
Imagine if Eagles lost in the Super Bowl and then they traded Jalen Hurts for somebody like fucking
Dak Prescott. It's not even comparable, bro. It's actually not even comparable.
Imagine that.
Not even that.
It's like, won't you think it's probably going to retire, right?
No.
LeBron's probably going to retire.
No, listen. You know what? You know what's comparable?
Stick around now, bud.
You know what's comparable?
LeBron can play 20 minutes a game.
If you guys lost the Super Bowl and you guys traded Saquon
and said it was his fault for.
And you guys got
54 yards.
And you guys got who? Who do you get? Kareem Hunt.
No. It would have to be fair to say Myles Garrett.
No, he's not Miles comparable Garrett. To
AD. They said they want to improve their
Miles
defense.
Myles Garrett is amazing,
they
bro.
They want to improve their defense.
No, bro.
Just the sport level. Not that comparable.
Myles Garrett is like arguably in the same conversation as Saquon.
It would be Saquon for like a...
But yo, maybe Luka is out of shape, bro.
David Montgomery.
He probably is, but he can fix that, though.
Saquon for David Montgomery.
It's not fair, bro.
No, that's
what the trade
is,
bro.
That's kind of fair, bro.
That's what the trade is.
Anthony Davis is pretty good, bro.
He's good, bro. Did you see what he did in his first game before he
got injured? Brother, he is not in the same conversation as Luka.
Okay, he's not. But yo, he had 32, 15, and 6 in a game he didn't finish.
He had 32 before he got injured?
No, he was snapping, bro.
Bro, he was literally moving like
he had 24 points first. Half,
yeah, he was going
on.
Yeah,
he only had 24 points.
No, he had like 14, bro. He's
14 in the first. He's like 14, 9, and like 4 in the first. Yeah.
He's obviously trying
he scored
to
score like 8 points in a row, bro.
Well, he said, I'm here. He said that. And then,
and then he got hurt, man. Yo, come on, bro.
Off a sidestep, bro.
Yo, you forgot what Luka was doing in the playoffs, bro?
No, I didn't forget. I promise. I didn't. But I
remember when he did to Rudy Gobert?
Yo, I did see how Boston blew by him every time, though.
Remember what he said to him?
Yo, I took.
Motherfucker!
Can you do it one more time, yeah?
I wish I could see the clip again. Of
you know what?
Yeah, she did it.
You know what's a closer equivalent? Just Saquon for Derrick Henry.
No.
Yes.
No, man.
That's actually a little more comparable, I'd say.
No!
Derrick Henry is a veteran.
Derrick Henry actually had... Bro, he almost had 2,000 yards, bro.
Yeah, but
he had 1,900 yards, bro.
Bro, Anthony Davis was averaging almost 30 points a game.
Yo,
I think it's fair to say Jalen Hurts for
having,
Dak.
We're only having
that's a little more comparable.
We're only having this conversation because Anthony Davis gets hurt. If Anthony Davis is
older,
Jalen Hurts is 26. Dak is older than him. That's the perfect comparison,
bro, look,
right
80's
there.
AD's averaging 26, 7, and 16, bro.
Those are great numbers, though. Those are great numbers, son.
Those are great numbers, bro.
That's what like
LeBron's,
LeBron's averaging like 27, 7, and 7. That's whatever he normally averages. And
you got to remember, AD is the best defensive player on the team.
I'm taking 26, 7, and 16 over LeBron's numbers.
He's the best defensive player on the team.
Yeah, Derrick Henry might be a little closer.
I thought they would have went the route of reuniting Kyrie because Luka and AD would be a problem.
Yes. Yeah.
Bro,
100%.
That would be a problem.
That would be a problem. That would be the biggest problem.
Luka got drafted in 2018, okay? So he's played 6 years. He's been first team, all NBA, 5 of those years.
Okay,
that's
bro,
how many,
that is insane, bro.
Can we look how many years. I'm not saying that this was a great trade. I'm just saying, how many years has Anthony Davis been first team all defense?
All defense?
Yeah, the guy, they talked about defense. They wanted to improve their defense. He's great.
Can I just finish what I'm saying about this guy? Finish.
Go ahead.
He won Rookie of the Year, 5-time NBA All-Star, obviously. NBA scoring champ in 2024. All right, let's not even talk about the Euro shit. Let's talk about averages. So his second year in the league, he was 28-9-8. 27-8-8. 28-9-8. 32-8-8. 33.9, 9.2, and 9.8. The guy is disgusting, bro.
Triple-double, that's insane, with 30-plus points.
Yo, he's good, bro. He's good. He's great.
He's playing 2K, bro.
In 2021, in the playoffs, he was averaging 35, 10, and 8.
2021?
Yeah. Damn. He was shooting 49 from the field, 40 from 3, and 52.6. Whoa, that's low.
From the free throw line? That doesn't sound right. What is he doing there? Huh? It must not be his free throws. No, he's 50%.
Guy's disgusting, bro.
Even when the GM was talking about
it, you could tell. Want to go through Anthony Davis?
Go. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
First year, 28.
Pels Anthony seasons? Davis was a problem, bro.
He was a problem in LA, bro.
Yeah, he's always been a problem.
When he's healthy, the asterisk is health.
Anthony Davis is 3-time All-NBA defensive team first team.
Okay.
Hold it. 4-time All-NBA first team.
Yeah, and you know who passes him up? Like fucking Rudy Gobert.
Yo, but Sonny, the guy hasn't even been healthy his whole career.
It's his fault.
It's somebody's fault.
Are we really comparing Luka and AD?
No, we're not. I'm just saying the trade wasn't as bad as people say.
It was bad. It's a dumb trade,
It was bad. One guy is 25 in his legit prime.
I think
prime.
Somebody tried that in 2K and it got declined.
One guy is 25. He's younger than us.
But they got Max Christie, who's been dropping like 15, 5, and 3 a game.
They added some role players, but I don't know. We'll see.
Time will tell. They didn't look bad until
they looked like they were hoopers, bro.
But Lakers looked even more fucked yesterday, I'm not going to lie.
They're playing the Jazz, though.
Yeah, still, NBA team is NBA team.
So fucking what?
That is true.
The Jazz aren't fucking 0-1, whatever.
Yeah, they won games. They're like 10-32 though.
You tell me right now, is LeBron happy?
Of course.
Yeah, definitely.
Of course, right?
I don't know how you take this out of context. I said it wasn't a bad trade, not a great trade, bro.
It was a terrible trade, is what I'm saying.
You think so, Ben?
I think it's the dumbest trade because, bro, you just made it to the finals, bro.
Honestly.
Like, instead of trading Luka.
And you've been in the conference finals the year before that.
But yo, what do you think they lost?
The guy is 25.
In the finals,
okay, but add a piece that will help Luka on that side. Because he's obviously helping the team fucking score, bro.
You got to pawn the best thing you got, right? That's what they did.
No, you don't have to pawn the best thing you got.
What the fuck you saying? That's what the Giants did.
Solid moves, yeah.
That's literally what the Giants did.
The Giants released Saquon, though.
Even worse.
That's even worse. That's worse.
There isn't really a trade you can compare it to, though. It is the worst trade.
Yeah.
In NBA, at least.
Just listen to the GM talk about the trade with Jason Kidd. Just go watch that press conference.
I haven't watched the presser still.
You could tell he knows he fucked up. He's like, oh, we're not going to be here for very long anyways. Saying shit like that, bro. Like,
I'm not going to be
here. Of like, you know when they do the fan shit in Dallas. In the games?
They're really moving to Vegas, bro?
No, he's talking about their jobs. Theory.
Oh.
Talking about him and Jason Kidd.
Okay, whatever.
Jason Kidd, man.
He's just sitting there silent.
He didn't do anything.
What were you saying, though?
Oh, I was saying, you know when they do, like during the game, they'll go up to the fans and they're doing like karaoke night?
Yeah.
So they just had a song playing and then they cut to like this person, cut to this person. So this guy's pretending like he's singing into his fucking tickets or whatever.
Yeah.
Camera cut to him. He's like, fuck Nico.
Didn't he get kicked out?
He got kicked out.
Yeah.
Bro, the guy has to have security detail because he thinks somebody's going to kill him.
That's fucked.
It's a bad trade, bro.
Yeah, sports in the States is different, bro.
Imagine being a lifelong Dallas fan.
Yo, they're offering refunds to season ticket holders.
Damn.
Damn, bro. You know what? Rightfully so.
Well, because they're not going to see AD play for another
3 weeks. Because imagine you buy season tickets to see Luka play the whole season, bro.
On the plus side, we got Brandon Ingram for 3 years.
Yeah, that's a solid trade.
You know what?
I was really happy with that.
You know what would be comparable? Remember when LeBron lost to the Spurs in 07? Trading him for God knows who. Anyone.
Yeah.
Because, he didn't score enough in that finals. We need more of a scorer.
That's true.
That's a good point.
That is very good comparison.
But see, they decided to get LeBron some help.
Exactly. Well, they didn't even do that.
Kobe requested that trade in 05, right? Was it 05 or 04?
I think it was a couple years after Shaq still.
It's like a year after or some shit.
And some shit about he wasn't
05 getting or whatever. Yeah, they got in Pau Gasol immediately. But Luka didn't even request a trade.
But see, the
Luka's just chilling.
Yo, I don't want to bring it up.
Luka's happy as Kyrie.
I don't want to bring it up. But this whole talk about LeBron leaving when he was stuck in Cleveland for how many years asking for one guy?
They got him then, Shaq.
Yeah. It's prime Shaq, bro.
They got him Andre Vergeau and shit, too. Mo Williams. Those are guys, bro.
You know what's so crazy? Those guys, all of a sudden, he's there. Oh, I made the All-Star team. You think Mo Williams deserves to make an All-Star team ever?
He was pretty nice, yo.
In 2K.
Zydrenius Ilgauskas was their best player, bro.
He was pretty nice, yo.
He was nice.
It wasn't, yo, back then, bro, it was a different
league, man. It was a different league, man.
Just how man's played. Yeah. Yo, we have a bunch of scrubs. And one star.
Yeah, but he just
that's actually
one
what
person.
It was back then.
Yeah,
bro.
Derek Fisher made the All Star a couple of years, bro.
That is true.
The guy's ass. he's fucking ass.
It was like that for a while. I'd say back.
Lamar Odom made a fucking All Star game, bro.
Yo, in the West, it was a little different. Actually, I don't know, bro. Remember Brandon Roy?
Brandon Roy was nice, bro.
But it was just Brandon Roy.
Yeah, but he had knees, bro.
He got Rudy Fernandez.
Rudy Fernandez, Greg Oden got drafted.
Yeah, relax, bro. That guy.
This is tragic, though. Yeah. And they had LaMarcus Aldridge.
They had a team, bro. That was mid-range. God, turnaround, Jimmy.
You think I just went to Brooklyn and retired quietly?
No, he said he had heart problems.
Oh yeah, that's what
he had some heart.
Oh, problems. He had a couple years in Spurs. Yeah, he was supposed to take over.
Yeah. I mean, nobody was doing that. But even think about how dominant Tim Duncan was, in the league at that time.
Tim Duncan should be in the conversation.
He's just quiet, bro. He just didn't talk his shit, man.
In the conversation for what?
Top five.
I don't know.
He's up there. If you want to say Shaq, you got to say Tim Duncan.
I don't know. I think Tim Duncan would. I mean, Shaq would eat his food for breakfast.
That's not the point, though. Okay. Like they have two different play styles.
That is true.
I feel like he was just more of a product of his team. His team was always just super nice.
You mean the system? Like
the Tony Parker managed Ginobili system.
Also Greg Popovich. He's a guy too, I mean. Dudes are merch off that
he
shit.
He also played with fucking
Robinson. Yeah.
Yeah, he played with some
and he mentored
goats.
Him still.
Yeah. But yeah, what about the Jimmy trade, man?
I was gonna say Duncan Robinson.
To be honest, I was going to say something stupid. I was going to say Oscar. Yeah, Jimmy Trey was great, though, for y'all on GDNM.
Yeah.
Bro, I saw a couple clips of one. Look what happens when you double Steph. No, it's just Jimmy gets the ball.
But yo, the thing, what they needed was like, Klay Thompson was good.
They still need a big, though.
Yo, Klay Thompson, what he didn't do was create his own fucking shot.
Yeah, that's the problem.
He never created his own shot. Like, yeah, you catch and shoot.
Yeah.
Exactly. Catch and shoot, yeah.
But
sure,
yo, bro, we're way better defensively, and you know how fucking great it is to see that? Golden State never plays defense.
GP2, Jimmy.
That's a crazy lineup still. I don't know why they love pods.
I feel like it'll work. Everybody's saying it won't work.
I don't fuck with pods
play.
Either, yo.
I feel like it'll work.
It'll work. That would be fine.
They just need a big.
Yeah, we need a big.
I just don't know what Sacramento's doing, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
Levine.
Why would you
repair
Aaron Fox
you just watched,
Wendy, though?
You just watch.
Nasty.
You just watch that not work out on another team, and you decide, you know what? We're just going to grab that and then get rid of our other star that's here, bro.
Our superstar.
I think it was just ratings. I'm starting to think the NBA just needed ratings, had to sit down with all the owners and said,
yeah, we got to shake this shit up, bro.
Yeah, they took Fox to wear Spurs.
Well, hey, that's good, though.
Maybe she'll...
But ratings. That's ratings right there.
Do you even think that maybe they sit down and even the NBA owners are losing money because ratings are down?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's losing.
So what if... Because they don't care. At the end of the day, look, trading Luka, you're not spending as much money.
Yeah.
Regardless, views are going to go up.
Yeah. And you keep Lakers great, bro. Los Angeles is the biggest fucking city in basketball, bro. You need them to stay great. Right? You know what I mean?
Yeah, anytime a team plays them,
they're getting they're getting views.
Exactly. So you got New York. New York's kind of back now. They have a team to watch.
They're, what, third or fourth in the East? Yeah. I mean,
but, yo, NFL is trending way up with viewership.
Bro, NFL is just undefeated, man.
Now, though, bro, I swear NBA used to be more.
Yeah, no, there was like in the
early, yeah, I was going to say early 21st century.
Really? Yeah. Oh, wait, wait. 08, 09. Bro, that was prime Kobe versus LeBron.
Yeah, yeah.
Kobe versus LeBron.
It was in Celtics?
You remember the puppets?
I do.
I
do
remember the puppets. I used to love those commercials. Yeah,
I thought it was, I thought it was the Celtics that had that, like the Lakers.
Well, like, no, it was the Lakers Celtics. Yeah, that was going too, but like it was supposed to be LeBron versus Kobe.
It was supposed
to. It just never happened.
Crazy how they never actually played.
Those puppets, man, those are sick.
But yo, those are sick commercials. You see the one where he's going around the house clapping the powder? Yeah. He's like, we made it, man. We did.
But then NFL took over. Like, it's been NFL's fucking show to watch. Every single year, year after year now.
I think it felt like that, but
you think we're tripping? It's just because we're NFL fans?
Because, bro, we also live in Canada, right? We're not in America. In America, football's
way bigger.
Oh, yeah, 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 for sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure football's always been bigger.
But, like, even you think about, like, on the college and even the high school standpoint, like, bro, ain't nobody fun time going to no high school or college games here, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Hockey's getting up there, too.
Hockey's up there right now.
Worldwide.
Stuff. Honestly, bro.
These Swedish guys are nasty,
they're
smart.
They're doing the Four Nations.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Bro, did you see the WNBA?
No, I didn't
see it. Bro, I was talking to AK about this. They needed the All-Star Weekend. You know how they're doing four teams now?
Yeah.
Just do a one-on-one tourney.
100%, bro.
That would be sick.
Or three-on-three. Do that three-on-three shit that the women are doing.
Bro, get you can give each position, point guard, shooting guard, small forward, power forward, center.
Yeah.
And just get like...
Centers,
you can get like eight guys.
Yeah, the centers are nice, yo. They just don't.
No, I could only just imagine Rudy Gobert.
He sucks though. Like, he actually
no, but like, yo, who would win for center?
Wemby.
That's why. Yeah, so I said Wemby. But power forward is when I was like, see anybody. See,
he's a power. NBA and Cat, NHL though, they have pretty solid All Star games.
Cat, Giannis.
Yeah. And then I was saying there could be guys like just Naz Reid who just fucking win one on one.
Yo, Naz Reid is like. Do you see him? He's actually actually the most skillful.
That's what I'm saying. You'll get some.
This guy sees
shit switched up.
Yeah. But like even that's what they're doing.
Even you say next.
No, but they did it for what I'm saying is they did it for WNBA, and it worked.
Yeah. But even the 3-on-3 shit though, you should do like, them. Should incorporate
3-on-3 would be sick.
NFL, they ruined their All-Star break.
That's because they get enough views otherwise, bro.
You gotta bring that shit back.
I feel like the Pro Bowl doesn't
It's a joke now, bro.
Do something better with the skills competition, though.
Bro, did you watch
it? Just do the old classic shit. I don't even understand why the NBA switched off of it. Just do the simple.
QBs need most accurate, longest throw. Like, that's the shit people want to watch, bro. Remember what was Manning versus Brady, all
these guys? Drew Brees and all those guys.
Yo, the Pro Bowl used to be competitive.
Yeah, until people started getting hurt in the Pro Bowl, and it's like, yo, it's not worth it. When Sean Taylor was knocking helmets off and shit.
Who actually got hurt, though?
No one really got hurt, bro. Imagine just injured? Like, yo, we're not trying to play. That's all it was.
I think a lot of the players, and now you have all the union shit. Just
look
like,
how they're playing flag football, bro. These guys are knocking each other over and shit. It's not like they care, bro. Like, they want to play. It's NFLPA.
Which I think is the wise decision, though. Like, these guys all haven't played.
I don't know why the NBA went soft on the All-Star game, bro. It doesn't make sense.
It's when Kobe broke his nose, bro. They started
acting different. Stars don't enter the competitions anymore.
Yeah.
Like, the game, whatever. Nobody enters. Like, the stars.
You're right.
Like Curry should be in the three-point
every year, bro. Every year.
Well, Curry destroyed it, bro.
He already won, yeah.
He already won so many times.
I was watching a Clippers game, and then they're like, yeah, Norman Powell, like... Where the fuck is Norman Powell in the three-point competition?
Bro, I can't
lie. He's in the three-point
competition? Yo, I can't lie. That guy's three-point is crazy on right now, though.
I know, but...
Right in this moment.
You remember Prime? It was like...
Shooters. Some straight Kyle shooters.
Kyle Korver.
Damn.
Kyle Korver's throwback stuff.
Bro, like, that was
Prime. She was talking to somebody about that the other day.
Raptors guy was in Bellinelli.
Bro, they had Curry going against Klay. That was crazy.
That was sick.
A dunk contest too.
I think the last best one was 2016 Toronto.
2016, we had the best overall.
Aaron
Gordon versus LaVine.
That's crazy. Still remember watching that.
Yeah, the 3-point. Why did they start doing this stupid shit with there's a 4-point ball now?
Yeah, like there's a half court.
And you get to choose where the money ball is. No, do it the same thing. Four shots, last shot money ball.
So we see they started complicated shit, man. It was good when it was simple. Everything was good when it was simple.
They broke the record. Yeah, they fucking can get 20 more points, of course they're going to fucking break.
And then like this NFL gauntlet shit for defenders and shit. Like, it's not realistic.
Yo, I didn't, what's this gauntlet shit about?
Like, one guy hops on the sled, they push the sled.
Yo, why don't they just do the combine for the All-Star game?
Exactly.
Who has the fastest Who has the fastest 40? 40. Who has the highest vertical? Who can bench the most?
Simple shit, man. Simple shit.
Most
they used to have bench. They used to have bench, bro. They used to have that shit. These guys are crazy still. They'd be doing like four bills, like 40, easy, ripping it off.
No, no, it was like 225 to do like 70 like reps.
70, yeah, 70. But
yo, that's fucked.
It's like, insane.
It's retarded.
And yo, the
bro.
Thing is about the NFL guys, like they'll do that and yo, they'll just kind of like look normal, yo.
Yeah, they'll be fine after. They'll be they're like, not breaking perfect. A sweat or nothing. They're laughing. Like,
yo, what I mean is like they're our height and they're like just straight muscle, but they don't look fucked.
Yo, the O lines and D lines are starting to look fucked now.
Yeah. Fat wise?
No, not they're fat. Just oh, jacked, bro. Yeah. And they're tall, bro. Well, they said the average height is 6'6, man.
Yeah. It's fucked.
Yeah, 6'6, 350.
Yeah, that's fucked, bro.
Now,
bro,
makes did sense. You see?
Is Kelce trying to push Davis? Yeah. And the guys are going like this.
He's not moving.
And just Jordan not Davis? Even moving. Yeah, just looks over. And Kelce's like.
Yeah, Jordan Davis. Yeah, but I don't know what was up with Kelce that day, bro. Really.
Nah, he's old, man, though.
This whole
but, like,
season,
how is
bro.
He that? How did he age that much this year?
He's older. He was. Older.
It's the haircut.
The haircut adds to
it. The haircut adds to Taylor Swift, bro. Like,
yeah. I gotta see this shit.
It's the haircut, and also, bro, this is what happens when you fuck up and say, "Yeah, we're getting the rights to three-peat."
Yeah.
Talking about three-peat this, three-peat that, like, bro,
you gotta get to your head.
You guys know,
putting unnecessary pressure on yourself.
Do you guys know who has the rights to three-peat? I just found out this week.
The what?
Who has the what?
The rights to the three-peat.
Yeah, Pat Riley.
Bro, you now you figured
you
that
just figured that out. We've sent this in the group pulse, like 10 times.
Oh. This guy doesn't bro, read anything in the group.
It's hard to read in? The group now, to be honest.
So
this is me and Chris 90% of the day.
Gronk retired in 2021.
3 years ago. Yeah.
And he's the same age as Travis.
Yeah, but Gronk had health problems. Gronk
no, I'm just saying, like, he's an old man, bro. Like, this is old age for tight end.
How old is
he? No, but he's saying versus last year, like, he aged.
Yeah, I'm saying in 1 year.
Last year, he was pretty. Last year's when you seen the fall off, though.
He's talking about his looks wise, bro. Like,
oh, looks?
He looks old.
Okay, look, bro, I don't be watching men's faces like this guy, bro. I don't know if they have a haircut, dreads.
You guys say it.
Dreads 1 year, a low top.
He definitely looks more miserable.
Like, the guy looks like he's hurting, bro.
Yeah, he lost the fucking Super Bowl.
Even before that, though. Like,
bro, anytime he catches a ball, he's sliding, bro.
He had the injury last year, right?
That's how he's done it his whole career.
That's true, still.
There was one, sorry, I think it was his first catch he made in the game where he literally could have fucking, he just caught the ball and like, I'm not getting hit.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm going to just go down here even though I can get another 3-4 yards.
Was it last year he got hurt, right? Yeah. That's
whatever.
It's good. Piles up, you guys
bro.
Won.
I think you should.
Remember, Gronk had to take that. He retired, bro, and then came out of retirement.
Yes, for Tom Brady.
Because they're going to trade. You guys are about to disrespect Gronk. Send him to the Lions.
Yeah, Bill.
You guys are literally Bill, about Bill. To throw him to suffer, bro.
Bill. He's a great coach. Terrible GM. I would say terrible.
He's turning it up now, though. North Carolina.
Fuck.
College football. He's the guy. He literally runs the whole operations top to bottom.
Vrabel, man.
Vrabel's a great hire.
Josh McDaniels been doing some soul searching.
You guys think you're going to get TJ Watt?
I think
they're going to get some big names.
Everybody.
You guys have the most cap space.
The report
right?
around the league is that a lot of receivers want to play for Drake.
I heard.
Reach.
I didn't hear about Drake. I just heard a lot of people were looking to get back to New England.
Yeah, you want to go to a fucking winning franchise and you want to go play with, they have a good quarterback.
You have a good
and
coach
they have good
too.
Coaching.
Yeah.
And they have a good draft pick.
Woo!
And money.
Hey!
And money.
Hey, we turning up next year, man. Making a splash.
When does free agents are? April 1st?
I don't know.
It's April 1st.
Here's my prediction for next year. Early prediction. Playoffs.
Yeah.
Wild card.
Yeah.
7th place.
That's like, are you saying that's if we pick some people up?
No, we definitely have to do shit. It's not how we are right now.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah,
I know,
but
you
guys
saying that's like you're taking the chance of saying that we're 100% gonna grab.
We got the cap space. We have first round pick. Like,
yeah, you have a lot of fucking.
Got the coaching.
No, we got a lot of promise though.
Yeah, we need at least like
just need some good GM moves. That's it.
But yo, O line, man. Like O line's definitely
That's the most important.
I think that's the hardest thing
just
to get.
Just to tackle, bro. You need
to get a good tackle. It's hard as shit to get a good
What's that guy's name off Philly?
Mailata?
No, the other.
Lane Johnson?
Mekhi.
Becton?
Yeah.
The one from Jets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, like, you got, like, look at the difference between Jalen Hurts and
Mahomes
in the pocket.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
In the Super Bowl.
For sure. For sure. On a four down lineman, but also their passers.
Jalen was just chilling. Like, yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't even sweating at all. Whole game.
Bro, he went to Disneyland the next day. That's crazy.
Those rides look sick.
Yeah, the Tron ride looked crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like, yeah, yeah, I barely even sweat.
You see the Jordan ad? The Jalen Hurts Jordan ad? That one's pretty tough still.
I haven't seen it, so.
He deserves it.
If you watch the group, you
But yeah, that's what. But yeah, no.
Nice for that.
What are you guys trying to do right now?
See Saquon Shane? Tough.
I did not see it. What is it?
I haven't seen it yet.
Just the number.
Just ice. Oh, just his number?
That shit was blanging. Then you see all the comments just saying, the fuck do the rappers change not look like this? It was like his and Jalen were just.
Oh, yeah. Jalen's is tough, too.
Dancing.
But yeah, no, back to the subject of the offensive lineman. That's just the hardest to get good quality, get good continuity, bro.
Just a game changer.
Yeah,
get a good offensive line.
I still can't believe Coach Reed, man. Disappointing.
Disappointing the Chiefs.
I'm more disappointed in him, bro. Like, you couldn't.
Mahomes is making some dumb decisions, though.
Really stupid decisions, bro.
His back was against the wall.
Even early in the game, bro.
Early as shit. But, yo, I didn't even like the game plan, nothing. Like, bro,
yeah, like, what? Even out the gate, what were they doing, bro? Like,
just run it. Bro, they were running it all year, and they didn't run it.
The defense is that fucked.
It was. They just
But, yo, you got to get the pass rush. Like, yo, these guys were just like, let's just keep rushing the passer.
The passers wasn't fucked until the second quarter.
They went back to the same thing they did against Tampa. They got rushed a couple times, and then they just put Patrick Mahomes in shotgun.
Yeah, yeah.
Thinking like, that it's
we're not going to run the ball. I want to see this. I want to see how many times they actually ran the fucking ball.
Kareem Hunt did get stuffed a lot, though, on Pacheco.
They started with Pacheco, first of all. What was that about?
Yeah, Pacheco's been playing ass. I don't know why they didn't
He's injured. I don't know why they even played him.
He's not ready to play.
Wow, bro. Kareem Hunt ran it three times. Pacheco ran it three times.
Yeah, like,
P. Ryan ran it once.
And P. Ryan's was a garbage time. I don't even know why they even gave him that.
He had a total of 11 rushes in the game. Total.
And, bro, and that's including Mahomes. So, and I remember when they came out the half, they ran like three times or two times.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
back
yeah.
Back to back.
Yeah. The whole first half, bro, they ran
pretty crazy.
Five times.
Yo, they haven't been running that well this year, though. That wasn't their thing.
But, yo, you run it.
They were complimenting their game with it, though.
To take some off the pass rush.
Yeah. You know what they tried to do, though? They tried that dink and dunk bullshit that they always do, bro.
Didn't work.
That shit just didn't work. But that was the same thing we beat Washington on, man.
They didn't even get any completions, bro.
I know. But that's like what they were trying to do.
Bro, this game was not 40-22. It was a way bigger
fucking goal. 47, really.
It's 34-0. That's when the game ended.
Yeah. That game should have been mercy ruled right there. Like, stop.
Can't you know what I'm saying? Like, wouldn't you as a coach, be like, yo, all right. You know what, Mahomes? We're going to slow it down.
Exactly.
Slow it down for you.
Yeah. Bro, they didn't do no play actions.
Yeah,
everything
they,
was
you know
shotgun.
What they, here's what they were scared as fuck about. They didn't want to be in a third and fucking eight or longer. Now you rush
Look at what they did, bro.
They were there anyways.
But they were there anyways. You know the guy kept getting sacked.
You rush the ball, and it's third, second and seven. You rush the ball again. You
can't be running dink and dunks on first and ten, bro. That's the problem.
It worked for Washington all year, and it worked for them all year.
Yeah, but it's not a game plan that's going to last. It doesn't have no longevity, bro. If that gets stopped, it's over. Your whole game plan is out the window.
Because third and 10 is the worst thing in life, bro. It's the worst thing in life.
Imagine that you start some seed, like some, all right, bro, like, we need some trickery now.
I'm surprised they didn't.
That's exactly what Washington did too, though. Same with KC. You get an incompletion on first down, try to run it on second down, get stuffed, and that's it.
That's it.
Your drive is over.
Washington ran it 19 times. Same with the Rams.
They got behind the sticks.
Come on, bro.
But yo, I'm surprised they didn't try to do some gadget shit with
Rudy. Yeah.
Like, at least end around, get a spark.
Where were the plays, bro? I didn't see any good plays, nothing, no trick plays.
They had way better plays all season still.
No trick plays. You usually see at least one trick play.
It's almost like they conceded at one point.
They did.
I think they conceded 17-0.
17-0.
Mahomes throwing that pick deflated them, bro. Yeah, yeah. Because nobody would expect that.
No, but you know what, though?
The second one was fucked.
You know when it was actually over? When DeAndre Hopkins dropped it and Chris Jones.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh my God, bro! That Jones, was it, bro. Chris that was Jones a touchdown.
First drive was out there. Whatever is wrong with his neck?
Oh yeah, it was this.
And he had a knee problem too.
The defense was pretty stupid too, bro. A lot of bad fucking mistakes with those flags.
The McDuffie's wasn't really a flag to me. Yo.
He's an idiot.
The high one.
He's an idiot.
He didn't need to do that at all. But
exactly,
like, he didn't need to do that. But
that was a drive.
That was a drive extender.
Hit him in the face, right?
Yeah, yeah. That was a touchdown. That play resulted in a touchdown.
Still got to give credit to KC's defense for shutting down Saquon. It's a big part of it.
At the expense of.
And then I chased with 70.
What did you finish with?
Like 54.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see? They did that at the expense of everything else.
He literally cost me my tickets still. It's okay. It's okay, Saquon.
All right, let's wrap it.
Yeah, sure.
On to next season.
So playoffs now. Playoffs.
Switch into NBA.
Yeah, playoffs. What do you think?
How about we just do this? Let's already call it a Super Bowl winner for next year. From now.
Can we let the free agency pass already?
Yeah, that'll help, bro. Let free agency.
Let's just see who gets luckier.
Okay. Well, you know what I'm gonna say. So, what do you think?
Super Bowl winner.
Fighting every fucking urges being not to say Bears.
I have to go with Bears out of the fan favorite, but if I have to be logical, I think Ravens get over the hump, bro.
Going back to the Lions.
I think I just like hurting myself taking the Ravens.
I think they have to, bro. There's no
I think
way
they can see, like, yo,
Lamar and Derrick Henry together can not do it. It's impossible, in my opinion.
Maybe they need another receiver. I don't know, man. They had every fucking thing to win.
Zay just came back too.
I don't know, man. The receivers are all like, they miss Flowers. They miss Flowers through the stretch.
Just get rid of Andrews, bro.
Get one solid receiver that you can say is on number one.
Hey, bro, imagine T. Higgins on that squad. Anyways, but yeah, so you're going Ravens, you're going Detroit.
Cooper Kupp.
They lost Ben Johnson, though.
Cooper Kupp.
I don't think it matters.
Okay.
And they lost Aaron Glenn, but I don't know. Dan Campbell might be able to recoup.
Actually, no. You know what? I'm just going to say Eagles again. Go with my dog.
Appreciate you, brother.
Yeah, but repeat's tough.
Yeah. It's
very tough.
You know why? Because we were fucking healthy, bro.
Yeah, bro. We healthy, y'all had
bro.
No injuries,
we had
man.
No injuries, bro. We were healthy as fuck.
Yeah. That's Saquon first rounder looking dangerous.
And yo, when your team
gonna have
split
the fantasy
up?
First round curse.
Hey, you know what that is, bro? The first rounder never works out, man.
It's not good.
I hope I don't get the first round pick.
It's not great still.
First round pick is actually the worst, man.
It's horrible.
To be honest, I'd take C Mac next year.
No, you have to. Hey, I had C Mac last year.
The year, like last year.
Last year.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the first round pick.
It was first pick.
It was first pick.
It was supposed to be first pick, right?
No, it was first pick.
You had first pick?
Yeah.
Last year.
No, it was Geddy. He took Derrick Henry, man.
Was it?
Damn.
Remember that?
Oh, he's actually. Okay, but Kenny was supposed to take C-Mac.
Yeah, yeah, he was.
He was supposed to. Everybody else in every other league took C-Mac.
Yeah. He was supposed to take him.
Whatever. All right, man.
All right.
Catch y'all next week, man.
Appreciate it, Eagles.